24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. So tell me, how are you feeling right now? Remember, if you're in a negative vibe, which is based on the thoughts that you're thinking about, then you need to change what you're thinking about to change your vibe, okay? Because what vibration you put out is what you're going to get back. So if you don't like what you're attracting or you don't like how you feel, then ask yourself, what do I want to get yourself right back into alignment? Now, today's show is about the power of belief. So this is the B in the acronym. And I'm going to share some gems on this particular episode. And if you really catch these gems, then it will affect your life significantly if you apply what I'm about to share. So belief. What is a belief? I always say that a belief is nothing more than a thought that you have repetitively that you have bought into. In other words, it's a thought that you have said yes to that then becomes your belief, and your actions come out of your belief, because beliefs always need to be expressed. Okay, so a belief is internal and your actions are external. So what is it that I profoundly believe in? Well, I believe in non-conformity. I believe in thinking uniquely. I believe in challenging the norm, the status quo. And I believe that everyone has the right to express their unique voice and go against that status quo. And for me, I think that belief stemmed from the fact that when I was younger, I was brought up in an environment which really didn't encourage me to express my voice, didn't teach me that my voice was valid, didn't teach me that my voice is a gift. And when I'm talking about my voice, I don't mean my literal voice that's emanating as you hear it right now, as I'm expressing myself, although that is what I could mean. But what I'm saying is that if you have a gift, your gift is your voice. Okay, the Bible tells us that your gift will make a way for you. So I wasn't encouraged to use my voice. Okay, I was brought up in the generation where you're seen and not heard. And so I think this is why I have such a strong belief in that everyone has a right to express their unique voice. Yes? And I hope that you also buy into that belief. So I do not conform to the world's notion that there is a difference between, and I know it might be hard to hear this, that there is a difference between right and wrong. You see, there is only you. Now, the reason why I say that is because you can see how that is a belief based on the fact that I believe that everyone has the right to express their unique voice. In other words, what I'm saying is I don't believe that your perspective is better than my perspective. You see, whatever your voice is or whatever your opinion is, you have the right to express it. So many years ago, I had a spiritual encounter where I was given that profound insight that there is no difference between right and wrong, that there is only you and your perspective. So let me give you an example. There's a tree outside of my window. my daughter's window, in fact, outside of her room. And one day Spirit said to me, "You see that bench outside of your window? If you were sat on that bench looking up at that tree, you would be adamant that that tree is above you." And I said, "Of course, yes." "And yet," said Spirit, "if you were in the aeroplane looking down on that tree, you would say that tree is below you." And I agreed, and you would be adamant that you are right. And so Spirit said to me, "You see, you're both right and you're both wrong, all at the same time. There is no difference. The only difference is your viewpoint. In other words, your perspective from where you are standing." And when that was revealed to me, I began to understand how arguments are ensued. One person trying to put their opinion on another person. How wars are created. How judgment causes us to lose ourselves because we're so busy and caught up in the opinion of others. And this can really crush us. This can actually crush our voice. And so you see, I believe that everyone has the right to express their unique voice. And so for anyone that really knows me and the type of work that I do as an enhanced relationship coach, my unique message, as it were, is that there is no Mr. Right and that there is no Mr. Wrong. You see, whereas the media is saying to everybody, "Oh, you have to find your Mr. Right," I'm saying there's no such thing. There's only you. I believe in cause and effect. If you don't like what you're attracting, then there's something about you that needs to change. I believe that we are all one, that we are all connected, you see. Because even when you think about cause and effect, if I didn't have a body, would there be a cause and effect? No, the cause and effect would be one. Yes? So I believe there is no such thing as Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong. There is only you and your perspective. And if you don't like what you're attracting, then you need to change. You are the common denominator of all of your relationships. And so again, can you see the belief that's coming through? Yes? Can you see it, how it permeates everything that I do? And I just happen to communicate that message through one-to-one coaching, group coaching, as an enhanced relationship coach. So it's very important to know your why. It's very important to know why you do such a thing. Okay, it's always important to know why you attract certain men or certain women in your life. It's important to know why you attract certain friends. Why? Because you're at cause. And if you don't like what you're seeing, you have the power to change it. Can you see how empowering that is? And so I help women to express their unique and authentic voice, okay? Not the voice that everyone else says that they should have, but their authentic voice. I believe in nonconformity. And quite frankly, I believe you were born to stand out. And when you have a belief like this, it's amazing how it can show up in different ways in your life. Remember what I said earlier, your actions are as a result of your beliefs. So the other day, I got ready to go to the gym, and as I stood in front of the mirror, I had to decide which pair of shoes, trainers or sneakers, as they would say in the States, that I should wear. Now, I have the same pair, but in different colours. And so I put one foot on each foot. And as I stood in front of the mirror, I thought, oh, they both look good. They both look good. What do I go with? I need to make a decision. And then my spirit kicked in and said, no, you don't. Go as you are. And the other part of my brain said, no, because you're going to stand out. You know, people are going to think you're odd. And then my spirit said, well, what is wrong with being odd? You were born to stand out. And so I went to the gym with 1 foot of each. And so in doing that, what did I do? I was literally walking in the difference. Okay, by the way, my new book is called The Difference. Just letting you know, just plugging it right there. And when it's out, I will let you know where you can get a copy of that. But it's a very powerful book. It's called The Difference. And even when I think about my products that I sell, and not so much sell, I want to change that word. Because when people buy into what you're selling, quote unquote, what they're actually buying into is the belief. You see, beliefs are transferable. So when a prospect, and I'm talking about not just prospect in terms of sales, like in a salesy type environment, I'm talking about relationships, okay? Everything is relationships. When someone buys into your beliefs, then they come on board, don't they? They come on board, they become an extension of you. So when a person buys a product, when you think about Mac, Apple, people bought into the why they made the products. Yes? So all my products stem from that belief that I don't believe that there is a difference between right and wrong, therefore, which is the world's view, right? Which means that I believe that you were born to stand out. You see? That you have the right to express your voice. So you can see the conformity there, the alignment. And when people buy into your beliefs, what they're actually doing is they're buying into inspiration. And that's why Apple is such an inspiring product and an inspiring company. Now, our feelings control our behavior. You know, I'm always speaking about vibrations, that our feelings are vibrations that go out at different frequencies. Yeah, if you're feeling low, it's a low frequency vibe. You will draw in low frequency circumstances. Misery loves company. But if you have a high frequency, you are in the state of happiness and love, you will attract that all around you. Yes? You will attract that in through the type of behavior of the people that gravitate towards you, that resonate with what you have to say. And I always say that your feelings is a language. If there is nothing else that you catch in this podcast today, it's to understand that your feelings, your vibe is a language. It doesn't matter your color, your creed, your background, your status, doesn't matter how rich you are. Your feelings are a language, and that is what you communicate with the universe. Okay, it is through that medium. The universe says, oh, is that how you want to feel? I'm going to give you more reason to feel that way. So our feelings control our behavior. So when you can use your feelings, which is a language, to tap into another person's beliefs, you change their behavior. And really, this is what they call cognitive dissonance. So dissonance means disharmony, okay? It means non-alignment, and cognitive is the brain. So let me give you an example. So I may say, okay, I am peaceful. Let's use that as an example. I am peaceful. My brain registers that and says, okay, I'm going to cause you to change your behavior so that you will become peaceful in any circumstance that comes to you this day. You see? Because it wants to be in alignment. And it can go to even any time you use the word I am. I am. So even in regard to this show, one of my I am statements was I am an international speaker. Okay? And so what happened is I attracted this opportunity of this radio show so that I could be in alignment and therefore now be able to express my voice, okay? And my show is heard worldwide. And that's what cognitive dissonance is. It's when it changes your behavior to match your new mental conversation. Okay, so when you're communicating with somebody, bearing in mind that that is how cognitive dissonance works, it changes your behavior. So just bear that in mind. There's a part of your brain called the limbic brain, okay, which controls feeling language. So when someone believes in what you believe, it causes them to change their behavior. You see? So that's why it's good, and this is the gem that I want you to catch. You must communicate how you feel. In other words, you must communicate your why, okay? Because your why determines what you feel, okay? It gets another person in their feeling state. Yes? And so every day we're selling, we're selling, we're selling, we're selling. You know, we go into the stores, we're selling, we're having a conversation, we're selling, whether it's an opinion or an idea, we're selling, right? Whether you're dating or in a relationship, you're selling. And so the goal is to sell to people who believe what you believe, people that resonate with your message. So you have to communicate what you believe. And I get people on board on my secret vibe tribe based on this belief. They believe what I believe. They hear me and they resonate with my words. And they think, you know what? That's my also my belief. So therefore they're more inclined to listen to me again. You see how it works? So if you talk about what you believe, you will attract people that also believe. Now, this is the law of attraction, okay? Like energy attracts like energy. I actually like to refer to Matthew 13, 12, when I say like energy attracts like energy, because it speaks, it basically the verse says, if you feel that you have, more will be given to you, you will receive in an abundance. And if you believe that you have not, then what you do have will be taken away. So in other words, imagine that you've got a piece of bread. I know it sounds like a ridiculous example, but you've got a piece of bread in your hand. And actually, think about, all right, let's look at this. Look at the Bible story. Okay, bring me what you have. Okay, so they brought the fish and the bread. Yes? And because this is what they believed that they had, because they could see it, but you can also believe what you have with your spiritual eye, okay? Your inner eye. They were then able to have more. You see, if you feel that you have, more will be given to you. So there is a law. It's a law. And because of that, everyone was fed, yeah? With the five loaves and the two fishes, because it multiplied. So that is the law of attraction. Yeah, if you're feeling a particular way based on what you believe, you will attract more reason to feel that way. Okay, because you will attract in people who feel the same as you. And like I said, the believers, their behavior will change to prove what they believe. You see, people do what they do because it proves what they believe. And that's why they always say that you should look at a person's actions. Yeah, not their words. Look at the person's actions because their actions are telling you what they believe. Their actions are telling you their why. Yeah, because like I said, your beliefs have to be actualized. They want to be made manifest. Okay? It is a law. You will reap what you sow. You will reap the beliefs that you put out there. You will reap the vibration that you put out there. You see how everything is aligned. So if you're a person who believes in being different, let's go back to my original point, unique and non-conforming, then I am the enhanced relationship coach for you if you're not happy with what you're attracting. Just putting that out there. And you can contact me, valerieacampbell.com/contact, or even better still, you can DM me at thesecretvibe.co.uk on Instagram. So when you think about it, look at your life pattern. When I look at my life pattern, it speaks my belief. My actions are a byproduct of my belief. My job opportunities that I've had are a product of my belief. You know, even when I think about it, back in the day, one of my phrases was always, "You're no different from me." I remember as a little girl, and I remember this distinctly, being in the dinner queue at school. And in those days, you know, as a young girl, I could feel racism, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. But I remember looking at a white child and thinking to myself, what makes your opinion more valid than mine? You were born in a tummy. I was born in a tummy. And I remember feeling very confused, you see. And I used to refer to myself as a loner when I was younger, because I was always a critical thinker. I always thought below the surface, you see. So I was a little bit of an odd one out at school. But I remember thinking that, what makes you different from me? You're no different from me. We're the same. We're of the same level playing field. And that attitude has helped me so much in life. There was a court case that I battled with in and out of court for 10 years where I was missold a property. And I remember the judge said, okay, on such and such a day, you have to go, referring to the bailiffs, and take the property from Miss Campbell. And I remember with this belief, you're no different from me. We're on the same level playing field. But the difference that I have is that I understand how the law of attraction works. I understand how Matthew 13:12 works. So you're not gonna take this property from me. And I remember going to the property and waiting for the bailiffs to come at the appointed time, and they didn't turn up. I thought, okay. Went home. The next morning, I opened up a letter, and there was a letter from the bank. This is the same bank that had fought me for almost 10 years, saying we're not coming for the property. Like, no reason, no reason why they're not coming for the property. And I thought, wow, look at that. The power of beliefs bends reality. And I remember at that time still not quite getting the grips of law of attraction, knowing it. But we're human beings. We can fall into a lack mentality. And I remember I had taken on this solicitors, and they said, or lawyer, and they had said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And everything that they did seemed to be stemmed in fear, until one day I sat down and I thought, I've been battling. I feel like I've been battling, you know, to get this property. Because they came back at me at a later date to take it. And I had put it on the market for £500,000. And I remember sitting down in my living room and I thought, I know how Matthew 13:12 works. I know how the law of attraction works. I know how faith works. This property, I will sell it for 500K. And at the time, there was an agent who was interested, really wanted to see the property, but I had been blocking her on the advice of the lawyers. And so I went to the estate agent. I said, look, I want to work with you. Tell me what's the case. I'm prepared. Let's see if we can work something out. And she said to me, Valerie, we have a buyer. He only wants to see the property the second time. Do you know that within a week, I had a deal signed where that property was sold eventually for £480,000. Our beliefs bend reality. Okay? It's no joke. And even when you think about like Martin Luther King, this great figure, he was the carrier of the belief. You know, he had a dream, he had a vision, and people showed up, not for Martin Luther King, they showed up for the belief. You see, there was a commonality. They both shared the same belief. They showed up for themselves. They showed up for their belief in the message that they carried within them. Let me tell you, that man was such a great man. And it's interesting to note that he said, "I have a dream." He didn't say, "I have a plan." He said, "I have a dream." He was a man of vision, and people bought into his dream. People bought into his vision. You see, the how is not up to us. We tell God what it is that we want. Okay, and God will open up the door for us. I believe that we have been predestined for our purpose. I believe that we were built with questions within us, and it's the questions that guide us, you see. And it's the questions that navigate us on our road to the destination for which we have been predestined. And so he said, "I have a dream. I believe in this dream," and people bought into the dream, and God made a way. You see? Begin. You don't have to have everything intricately described. The Bible tells us to make it plain on tablet, make our dream on tablet. And of course, you can have a bit of the plan, but then once you start that faith in motion, you start to navigate, then more of the way will open up to you. So it's about trusting in the process and having faith and knowing that your questions will actually guide you along your journey. There are two types of laws in this universe. There are man-made laws, laws that are made by men, and then there are laws made by God, or higher authority, if you prefer to describe that infinite intelligence, that you are a ubiquitous God in that way. And some of those man-made laws are not in alignment with that higher authority. But when you discover those laws and you work in alignment with those laws, it will take you places further than you could possibly envision or imagine. So discover what those laws are. You're probably be asking me, how do I discover those laws? Get yourself into a good Bible-based church. That would be one way. You know that I'm a Christian. Seek him out. Seek that higher intelligence out. I remember one day, as I was stepping into church, I heard the Spirit say to me, "You were a seeker, now you're a teacher." See, that was predestined within me to become a teacher. And so we lead with our why, and it is our why that inspires others. And they will follow you because they want to, because they share the same beliefs as you. And if you're curious how everything that I've said today, how that fits into the idea of relationships and dating, because like I said, I'm an enhanced relationship coach, and you want to know, how do I attract my ideal partner? How do I get that person on the same page as me? You want to get to the core of who you are. You want to just stop self-sabotaging. You want to get over that place of heartbreak and set boundaries so that you don't have to indulge in that over and over again. Then reach out. Reach out. Okay, so you can DM me, Instagram, secretvibe.co.uk. And on that note, I pray that I have added value, that I've been in service to you. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.